So how has the Dominican Republic misbehaved? One of the Dominican students wants to know. But that is a question Mrs. Brown won't answer. Enough about politics, class. We have our own politics to take care of. We're going to have an election today. It turns out that Joey Farland, our current president, will be leaving over Christmas vacation. His dad, Ambassador Farland, has been recalled to Washington, D.C. because of the embargo. Sam's dad, Mr. Washburn, is in charge of the embassy that's now only a consulate. Something like that. When Mrs. Brown asks for nominations, Nancy raises her hand. Sam Washburn, she announces. The whole class breaks out clapping, as if Sammy has already won.
Okay, what is this embargo all about? Anita's teacher said that the United States is refusing to do business with the Dominican Republic because the U.S. government disapproves of something the Dominican government is doing. I know the United States is a democracy where the president is chosen by the people, and the Dominican Republic is run by a dictator who rules his country by force and doesn't care what the people think. So maybe that's what the U.S. disapproves of. But El Jefe has ruled the Dominican Republic for many years, and the embargo is a new thing. So maybe the United States is upset about some specific things El Jefe and the SIM have been doing lately, like searching people's houses and spying on them. And then there were those butterflies, the women who were murdered in their car. Remember how even the Americans were upset about that? Let's keep reading from the middle of page 34, where it says, "At school, I'm too shy to fight."
At school, I'm too shy to fight my way into the inner circle of Sam's fans. But back at the compound, we're still good pals. I draw him a map of the whole place and tell him some of the stories Tio Tony has told me about Sir Francis Drake and his pirates burying treasure on the property when they raided the island back in the 1500s, or about the Taino Indians having once had a burial yard behind Tio Fran's house that is full of spirits now. Stories that are exciting to tell, even if I don't really believe them anymore. "Wow," Sam keeps saying. "Pirates and ghosts right here where we're standing?" I nod. I just love impressing the most popular boy in our class. We might not have the greatest country on earth, but we certainly have an interesting one. One afternoon, while Chucha and Mommy are out shopping, we sneak into Chucha's room and I show Sammy her coffin. "Wow," he says, glancing around at Chucha's purple towel.